I expect Vance any minute, Mr. Markham. His train got in about a half an hour ago.
Thank you, Ellen. It isn't anything important, just that Vance has been away for several days, and I wanted to say hello.
Well, I'll ask him to call you.
Thank you, Ellen. Bye.
Bye. Oh, dear. Let's see. Now, notes on the nylon murder case. It was merely a matter of...
Hello there, Ellen.
Vance!
Well, fine reception. A man's been away for 3 days, and all his favorite secretary can say to him is, Vance.
Well, give a gal time. And remember, I didn't just say Vance. I said Vance. If you're such a good private investigator, you should know what it means when I put my voice in capital letters.
I accept your apology.
Apology?
All right, Ellen, let's forget the whole thing. What's been happening while I was away?
Mr. Markham just called. Want to call him back?
In a moment or so. Anything interesting in the mail?
No, just the usual stuff. Oh, except this.
Mm-hmm.
It came in the mail yesterday.
What is it?
It's a key, Vance, a golden key. Nothing came with it, no letter, nothing at all. Just a golden key in an envelope addressed to you.
Unusual, but not particularly interesting. Will you get Mr. Markham for me? I'll be in my private office.
I certainly will. Your office might be a little dusty. I haven't been in there.
Ellen! Come here.
What is it? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing very much. Except there's a dead man sitting at my desk.
What?
And in his hand is another of those golden keys.